The world was shocked last Friday to find out that the President of the United States had become the latest high-profile figure to receive a positive COVID-19 diagnosis. He is believed to have contracted it from a Rose Garden event held in the White House on the 26th of September. As President Trump returned to the White House earlier today, speculation has raged over the severity of his condition and the potential for it to spread to those around him. Ryan Stanton has the story.
Since being diagnosed with COVID-19, the media and public have been awash with discussion and speculation about President Trump's condition, with reactions ranging from concern and fear to skepticism and even mocking. One question that's consistently being asked is, how bad is his condition? According to Dr. Paul Griffin, Director of Infectious Diseases at Mater Health Services, while we can't know the severity of his condition, some information can give us an indication of it.
I agree with the sentiment that there's been a lot of conflicting reports, and in fact, how aggressive his therapy has been would tend to indicate his illness was more on the severe side. I think there's a lot that's still very unclear about all of this, and I don't see that we're very close to being able to get clarity on any of those issues just yet.
Similarly, Brendan O'Connor, Associate Professor in US Politics at the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, notes that the positive communications from the White House about his condition cannot be trusted.
I mean, it's moved to this really unfortunate situation where we've got to treat the public relations efforts of the Trump White House much as we would the public relations efforts of a dictatorship or an authoritarian state or a communist regime in the period of the Cold War or China today, that we have to have, I think, a very skeptical view of any information. The Washington Post in July estimated Trump had made 20,000 misleading or lying statements since he had been president.
Reports indicate that Trump is receiving a variety of treatments to help combat the disease. And while this may appear effective, there are drawbacks to this approach, which Griffin notes.
And one of the issues with using a combination of therapies slightly outside of where they're indicated and slightly before there's sufficient evidence is that it will really muddy the waters. And we're not going to know, whatever his trajectory, we're not going to know which, if any, of the therapies he's received have contributed there, positive or otherwise.
But despite an unknown trajectory and the possibility of further decline, Trump surprised everybody by leaving the hospital today and returning to the White House. In a widely criticized message posted to Twitter on his arrival back home, Trump claimed that he may be immune and that we need not be afraid of COVID. Griffin believes that this messaging is the opposite of what is needed right now.
I think there's a number of things. I mean, I think some of the messaging today that we need not be afraid of COVID isn't really giving the virus the respect it deserves, particularly given the death toll in that country and globally, and that the situation is actually heading in the wrong direction in the majority of the world right now. So I think the messaging needs to be very clear that we're not through the worst of this virus yet, and we need everybody to do their part.
Similarly, O'Connor notes the danger present in Trump's return to the White House while still in the infectious period, and Griffin believes that a strict quarantine should continue.
Having Trump back in not just his house, but the place he works, the Oval Office, the White House, is, I think, going to be a management disaster for probably those who are trying to not get infected within the White House, managing Trump to wear a mask, managing Trump not to, potentially infect other people within the White House. The logistics of that are going to be difficult.
I mean, I think as someone in a position of such power, it would be so important for him to set an example. I would think it would send a really good message to basically the whole world if he was to remain in strict quarantine. And I think anything that happens outside of that sends a very confusing message to the population.
But what influence will this have on the upcoming election? According to O'Connor, it's unlikely to sway voters.
Probably hasn't changed voting behaviour too much because there are not that many people at this point who think, I'm not so sure about Donald Trump, I'm undecided, haven't made up their mind. There are, of course, a few people like that, but they are pretty unusual individuals at this point.
O'Connor does believe, however, that the reason Trump has returned to the White House is closely tied to the election.
So it is, I think, a move that suggests that Trump wants to get back on the sort of campaign trail, at least virtually, as soon as possible.
As for whether this strategy will pay off, that's a matter for the polls.
Ryan Stanton there, ending that report.